You can do it. The time is now. Let's get to it. Just believe. Just believe. Just believe.
In an ever-changing world, Life Changes Network presents the authentically entertaining voice of truth and inspiration. This is Life Changes with Filippo, with the always unforgettable, ever insightful conversations that captivate our fascination and insatiability for the inspiring moments of real life journeys, as we, as one, strive for higher planes of existence and a better understanding of our true selves and the world in which we live. Always remembering, life changes. This is radio like you've never felt before. Good for all and all for good. And now your host, the MC, the master of change, Filippo Voltaggio.
Oh, change the world. Change the world. You can do it. You can do it.
The time is now.
Talk about changing the world. Our guest today has not only changed many people's lives within the world, but she has helped change my life. And so it's very exciting to have her on the show. She's changed my life in many ways, including the fact she's been the force behind Life Changes with Filippo. So it's kind of ironic that she's here talking with us about change, because without her, we might not have talked about change all this time. So I think it's also very fitting that she's going to be talking to us today, because it's still Happy New Year, as far as I'm concerned. This is being taped live. It is January 6, 2014, today, at this very moment. And we are going to be live with our guest, Dorothy Donahue, who is also executive producer of Life Changes with Filippo. She is also considered one of the most foremost experts in the world today on the shift of the ages. Remember that? She is sought out by people all over the globe as an actual conduit for cosmic consciousness that is entering the planet now for the shift to a unity consciousness. Her work is unique. People call her a cosmic accelerator. She is a creator of energetic alchemy and has taught it along with Reiki mastery and conscious co-creation courses worldwide. She is on a mission to assist people in healing themselves so that they can begin consciously co-creating the changes they wish to see in the world by becoming them. Interestingly enough, by becoming them, or that could actually read by becoming themselves. We'll talk more about that a little later. Her work brings out one's divine gifts and talents, accelerates them on their spiritual path, and awakens people to the truth of their magnificence. Dorothy shows people how to rewrite their life's plan so they can become all they came here to be and begin to do all they came here to do, instead of living in a waiting game for it to occur in the future. I think it's interesting that over the years of Life Changes, she has helped select the guests, has helped bring them in, has helped produce the show. And I would think that she would really approve of our guest tonight. We'll be right back here on Life Changes with Filippo with Dorothy Donahue herself.
True performance takes more than just working out. Every day we demand more from our body. But what does your body demand? Hunger is not your body's call for empty calories. It's your body asking for nutrients it's lacking. It's time to reward your body with Boku Superfood, made from the world's finest organic ingredients, vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and essential trace nutrients, all developed naturally and organically from nature's most nutrient-dense foods. Boku Superfood is quite possibly the best thing you can feed your body. So listen to your body. Reward it with pure, raw, beautiful food. Boku Superfood.
Clean water is not enough. Reverse osmosis, distilled water, and most bottled waters are devoid of naturally occurring minerals. They are acidic, unstructured, and hard to absorb, and rob minerals from the body. IonWay's ionizers produce a super abundant supply of powerful antioxidants in each glass. Ionized water has a reduced molecular cluster size and a negative charge, hydrating you up to 6 times better. Water from an IONWAYS ionizer will help you restore your body to its natural pH balance, boosting your vitality. An ionized water more effectively flushes acidic toxins from within your body. Drink the healthiest water available today. IONWAYS Water Systems, their water changes everything. To learn more about IONWAYS Water Systems and how you can own one today, visit our website at lifechangeswithfilippo.com and click on our sponsor page. You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with your host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can visit us online via Twitter and Facebook and at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.
This is Filippo, and it's ironic that Dorothy's on the show tonight, even though this had been planned months ago when we decided that as our first year, or first show of the new year, we would celebrate it together and we would have her as our guest to talk about how we can become the change we wish to see in the world better in 2014 if we have this conversation and help other people do it. It's ironic for a lot of reasons. One of them is because at this moment, as I said, this is being recorded live, my mother is actually in the hospital. And Dorothy is like a mother figure to me in many ways. And she's a mother figure to many people, actually. And so it's interesting that here we have someone that is a mother figure talking about how we can change our lives. And at the moment, there is my actual mother trying to change her life for the better by being in the hospital and getting better, I'd like to add. It's also ironic and perfect and natural because, as I said earlier in the show or at the beginning, that Dorothy has helped me change my life, and she's helped me do so by helping me change the way I think or the choices that I make. And interestingly enough, in 2013, at the very end of the year, as a matter of fact, on New Year's Eve, my mother fell. And I and my family who gathered had choices that we all needed to make. And the whole ordeal, I could say, of course it's not over, but she seems to be well on the mend. The whole ordeal was something that my family had to deal with on the one hand. On the other hand, we also had to find new ways of looking at the situation. And I, myself, chose to see the beauty in this moment. Frankly, I couldn't see it. I could look at my nieces and nephews and say, oh, they're beautiful. And that was true. And we were in a beautiful home, my brother's home, and that was true. But I couldn't see what I really was looking for, and that was the beauty in this moment. Like, my question that I kept focusing on is, why did this happen? This is horrible. And then I kept trying to change it, saying, why could this possibly have happened for the better? And I tried to rephrase the sentence over and over again in different ways to help me understand or help my unconscious or my higher consciousness try and find a reason why possibly this might have happened to my mother when she fell and hurt herself so badly. And interestingly enough, because of my desire to find a better story for rather than my mother fell and ruined our new year, though we weren't really blaming her and though there was none of that, I looked for a better story. And what started to evolve was a story that sounded something like this. Wow, it's amazing how all the family is working together for this person who has loved them all of their lives. And now I hope she's feeling the love that she has given right back at her. wow, it's beautiful to see how such hard decisions are being made and such suffering is watched, and yet nobody is yelling or screaming or arguing. Everybody is really being gentle and kind with each other. Now, I have to say that wasn't always the case, even with a lot less traumatic situations going on. And wow, isn't it beautiful that we actually might have an opportunity to see my mom better than she actually was when she first fell. And when I started to see this other side of the story, and better yet, I started to share it, or just as importantly, I started to share it, and my brothers and my sister and my family started to see it as well. Some of us actually came to tears because it was just that beautiful. Now, of course, my mom was going through pain. Of course, it was traumatic. We didn't have to like it. But it did happen, so finding a new story certainly helped us deal with it better, if not even make it something that maybe someday, in a weird sort of way, my mother will say, I'm so glad that happened to me because I am so much better off. And learning how to do that really is something that has been taught to me over the years that I've had the pleasure of knowing and working with Dorothy Donahue. Again, she is considered one of the foremost experts in the world today on the shift of the ages. She is the creator of energetic alchemy and has taught it along with Reiki mastery and conscious co-creation around the world. Our very own executive producer, Dorothy Donahue.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm so excited to be here. This is going to be a wonderful year. And it's just awesome to be here at Life Changes. I have watched Life Changes evolve as I've watched your life evolve and mine evolve. Mm. And I'm so excited.
So many beautiful people around us.
And so many beautiful people around us. I love my job.
Well, it's... I'm glad you do, because I get to do it more and better because of it. And so, interestingly enough, here we are at the new year, and I hope it feels good to you. I trust it must. We haven't had an opportunity actually to talk about this, and you didn't know I was going to talk about this at the beginning of the show, actually. But to hear me use some of your words in having shaped some of what happened during this past couple of days, really.
It is awesome to hear that you actually took time to look for the gift in the situation. This is one of the things that I'm really encouraging everyone to do. When something, quote, bad, unquote, happens, if we actually take the focus off the bad and look for the gift, there is always one. As you know, in May of last year, I totaled my car. And I've had a very exciting life, and this wasn't the first time I've totaled my car, but it was the first time I was sober totaled my car.
It was the last time.
And the last time that I will ever total a car. And my first thought was not, oh, how horrible. My first thought was, wow, what is the gift in this? And I heard one of my invisible friends tell me, nothing can stop you. My car was totaled. There was glass all over me. I wasn't hurt. And I thought, wow, that's awesome. Nothing can stop me. Mm. What a gift that is. And it really, really was a great gift. So when we look for the good, we can find it. You know, Filippo, I have had many exciting and interesting life experiences. And for the most part, for the longest time, much longer than I would like to admit to, I judged things as horrible and bad. And oh my God, I was so good at that. I was so good at being a victim. Mm. I was really, really good. I had a PhD in pity me. And a master's in victimhood. I really did. But no more. I have learned to take total responsibility for everything in my life. And since I have done that, life just gets better and better and better.
Well, I feel like I have learned so much of that from you, and I look forward to you helping all of us learn that in 2014, because, or maybe now for 2014, because I know that it can make a big difference in one's life and in one's experience of life. So with that, when we come back, we are with Dorothy Donahue, the accelerator, the activator, and the awakener, right after this.
Are you like many people who want to make positive changes and improvements in your life and in the world around you? Do you ever feel like there's something holding you back from achieving your true potential? Join Stefan and Shaylee Schifeitel with the Tad James Company, the world's largest NLP, coaching, timeline therapy, and hypnotherapy training institute. Get ready for a life-changing experience that will give you the tools to transform your life through positive change and will help you create the future you want now. Their training programs are designed to provide you with the revolutionary knowledge, skills, and techniques necessary to effectively create long-lasting and life-changing effects. Discover more about neuro-linguistic programming and timeline therapy at www.nlpcoaching.com or call 888-440-4823. That's 888-440-4823. You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with our host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as David Wilcock, Mariel Hemingway, Giorgio Tsoukalos, Marcy Shymoff, and Shadow Stevens on our archive page at our website at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.com. Remember, you can also connect with us via Twitter and Facebook, and now in our own community at lifechangesnetwork.com, where real people come together to share real life in real time. That's lifechangesnetwork.com.
We're back, and I am Filippo Voltaggio, and our guest today is Dorothy Donahue. Now, Dorothy, at the beginning of the show, you know, I not only shared the story of my mother because it's very apropos with you being on the show and sharing what you're going to be sharing and have been already, but also because, you know, I hugged a lot of people, shook a lot of people's hands, and wished them Happy New Year, and have since January 1st. And I've been received a little coldly by some people with not I received, but the message, in the sense that I'm not the only one that had something happen to them on New Year's Eve, or at the end of the new year, or at the beginning of the new year, or in the past 6 days. And so some people might say, oh, the year's going to be horrible. Look how it started. And I've been sharing this message to say, I'm seeing the positive here. So in 2014, with so much of the year ahead of us, what would be your number one thing that you would share with us to how we can have the best year possible?
We are the power in our world. We are the co-creators of this thing that we call life. And once we become awake and aware of that fact, and once we choose to make the most elegant choices possible and realize that we are constantly at choice, then we can change our world. So what do I mean by that?
Yeah, I hear choice in there, which people say, well, I didn't choose this, and I didn't choose for that to happen. So what do you mean by choice?
Well, I'll tell you a quick story about when I discovered that we're the power in our world. It was back in 1986, and I was sitting in the back of a Science of Mind church, and the beautiful minister said, you're responsible for everything in your life. And because I wasn't in my head at the moment, I thought, wow, how awesome. If I created all this stuff, and that's not the word I use, but if I created all this stuff, what, without focusing or trying, what would happen if I focused and set an intention? And then one of those monkeys, you know, we all have monkeys that start talking to us. And one of the monkeys said, "That's right, but you didn't choose for your ex-husband to be a jerk." And I went, right, got right back on the, "It's not my fault." But then one of the wiser monkeys said, "But you did choose to marry him, not once, but twice." And so...
Oh, so the monkeys in our heads argue with each other?
They do. They do. It's kind of, some people call it the conscience, the devil, and the, you know, and the angel inside. Yeah, we all have monkeys, and some of them are very wise, and some of us are telling stories that we have told over and over and over again. So I decided on that day that I was going to see what would happen if I chose to become a very conscious co-creator. And so I started making conscious choices as I'd taken some science of mind classes, and what science of mind teaches us is that we really are the power in our world, and that tomorrow is what we believe, think, feel, say, and do today. So I created a beautiful job with some beautiful people, one in which I was in charge. And where the home office was far away, and I didn't have to deal with that kind of negative stuff. And this went along beautifully, created a lovely home in Newport Beach. I was really having a good time. But then over time, I got caught up in the office gossip. I got caught up in the negatives again. It's really interesting how programmed we are to go to the negative. And before long, I created a less than elegant situation for myself. So I have really learned, and what I'm sharing with our audience tonight is experience. I'm not talking about the law of attraction as if some idea that I've heard about or read about, but something that I have actually experienced. So it's been an interesting ride.
And in the process, I'm thinking that sometimes something happens that you really want to have happen, but you don't know that you want to have happen. I'm thinking of somebody in particular who recently lost a job, and it was a horrible thing, and they never liked the job to begin with. And yet it was a horrible thing, and it was, because they needed the money, et cetera, et cetera. But because they lost that job, within a short time, got a much, much better job, one that they are happy with and are making so much more money. So maybe that's what they were manifesting, and the only way to get there was to go through that.
Absolutely. The law of attraction is always working, always. The secret is not a secret. The law of attraction is what we put out is what we get back. And so if you're hating your job, hating your job, hating your job, and you don't have the guts to say, "I'm going to find a new job," the universe will give you that swift kick. It happened to me in 1993. I was fired from my job. Now, I've learned that had I listened to anything that I said to any of the clients who came to me during this time, that I injured myself on the way out the door, so I went into a horrible workers' comp situation. I thought it was horrible at the time. And people came to me. Had I listened to anything that I said to them, I wouldn't have had to go through what I went through. But I'm glad that I did, because I have really proven over and over and over that what I say, what I think, what I look at, what I listen to is what is creating my reality.
You know, I have to say, actually, that there are a lot of people out there that do a lot of lip service to a lot of this stuff, and or a lot of this type of information and philosophy or spirituality, as one might call it. Then they're and they do lip service. Then there are the ones who are really beautiful and are really trying, but they don't know how to live it. And I take it that's who you were. Absolutely. And now you're one of the few people, unfortunately and fortunately, that at least we have you and a handful of people that I know of for sure, at least that I trust, that are really walking their talk. And my hope is that as we progress, if there are new energies truly coming into the planet, if the energy, if the consciousness is really changing, that we'll all be walking our talks and living a life as you're describing here, with us co-creating beautiful things.
Well, the world is changing. And in order to see the kind of change that the spiritual community talks about and really wants to see out there, we have to bring the change within ourselves. So for more years than I want to admit, I was a victim. And by 2001, Filippo, I had ended up in a wheelchair. And I bought into the story that the doctor sold me, that I'd never be able to walk again without excruciating pain. I was miserable. And then I discovered this amazing book by a man who should have received the Nobel Peace Prize, Dr. Masaru Emoto. And he proved to us that it is our thoughts, it is our words, everything that we look at, everything we listen to is what is creating our reality. And so after I discovered this incredible book, and I'm sharing it with the clients, and one day I got it and I said, oh my God, look at this. It's what I'm saying, what I'm thinking, what I'm speaking. I need to change things. So the first thing I did was look to my left, and here were all of these book titles, and they were all Stephen King novels, and they were all murder mysteries. And I'm going, oh, I got to get this out of my line of sight. And I put things like, you can heal your life, and your body believes every word you say. And I put positive, beautiful things. If you've ever been to my office, you'll see that I have things all over the wall, like believe, imagine, laugh, love, faith. These are words that are important and have these things. So I had to change my surroundings, but I had to change me from the inside out. And I was able to walk, but it was really, really difficult. There was so much pain, and I'd take about an inch every minute. And so I decided that I was going to heal myself. And I stood up at my walker, and I'd say, I feel great. And my kids and my family would say, I can see the pain in you. I can see that it hurts when you take a step. And I said, no. Or they'd say, your poor knees or your poor back. And I'd say, my back is strong. I am strong. I am healthy. And within 6 months, I was out of that wheelchair and on a flight to South Africa, and I climbed a mountain. And I did it. Now, I have a good friend who's a wonderful life coach, and every now and then he'll tell me, are you lying to yourself when you say those things? And what I say is, the lie was, I can't walk. Mm. The lie was, I'm in pain. Mm. Because you know, I can walk. I am, I'm healthy and I'm happy. And that wasn't my story. My story put me into the wheelchair. So I say, let us make the most elegant choices possible. Let us choose what our truth is going to be.
You know, Dorothy, this reminds me of an article actually you just sent me today, and I think it was in Newsweek, of a doctor who didn't believe in heaven, and he didn't believe in the afterlife, and just assumed that everybody that had past life experiences, etc., or not past near life, death. But near death experiences, yeah, were just hallucinating and all of that. And then he had one, but he had one while his brain was being monitored and while he was in a coma. So there's no way that the hallucinations could happen where hallucinations normally happen. And so I'm thinking of that because in that article, he says that he knows how hard it is going to be to convince people of what they don't believe because he couldn't be convinced until he experienced it himself. And now he is bound and determined to find the right way to convince people and use scientific terminology, etc., because he is a doctor and he knows people are not believing him already. But he is bound and determined to figure out how to convince people that this is all true. And so I'm just wondering, what is it that you use? Obviously, you are walking, and you do sit up and stand straight, and you do practice what you preach. And I just know that there are people out there saying, yes, but she doesn't know my life experience or my story, or she didn't have happen to her what happened to me. Now, of course, they don't all know what happened to you. But when we come back, I know you have some words of wisdom you can share around that. And also for those people who Dorothy mentioned her office, who want to come and experience her, whether personally in her office or at one of her workshops or lectures here or in Germany or wherever she is, you can learn more about that at the Dorothy Donahue website. That's DorothyDonahue.com. Dorothy, DorothyDonahue.com. We'll be back with Dorothy Donahue right after this.
Listen to these words. He would not be beat by forces too fierce for man, woman, or beast. As the going got tougher, his courage increased. It's a little story with a big message, a message that speaks to children of all ages. It's about believing in yourself, overcoming obstacles, and never giving up. It's been called a masterpiece, one of the finest children's books ever written, and a true children's classic. Shadow Stevens has been called Dr. Seuss for the 21st century. His big little book, The Big Galoot, is a story about bullying. Bullying has become an American epidemic, and The Big Galoot talks about it in a way that will touch the heart of a child of four and a grandfather of 104. It's the story of a little boy with size 42 hands, the biggest hands anyone has ever seen. And the kids laugh at him. Then the laughter turns mean. They mock him and trip him and much worse. But throughout it all, Warren Galoot says, I'm a galoot, but I have good luck. You can't get me down. I never give up. A second grader named Chandler said, I thought it was the best funny book I have seen in my life. And we agree. Whoopi Goldberg said, this is a great story. Bravo, Shadow. The Big Galoot is available now as an ebook exclusively on Kindle Fire on Amazon for only $3.98. We strongly urge you to get it for your children, your children's children, or as a gift to yourself. Its message speaks to all of us. Have good luck and never give up. Go to Amazon.com and search for The Big Galoot by Shadow Stevens.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening. Someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to DorothyDonahue.com.
You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with your host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can visit us online via Twitter and Facebook and at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.
This is Filippo, and we're back with Dorothy Donahue here on Life Changes with Filippo. And I think it's interesting that before the commercial break, I said, Dorothy, I know there are people out there that don't believe you. The interesting thing is that there were people in here that didn't believe you. And it's not that they didn't believe you. They didn't believe what you said about them. Okay, I'm talking about myself. And the interesting thing is that I had had dreams and desires and all of that so much in my life, and not knowing how to get there, not knowing how to be that person, really. When I heard what was truth coming out of Dorothy's mouth, what I now recognize to be truth, well, I recognized it then. I shied away from it, and I made it to be not true, or made it to be her dream or wish for me. I don't know how even to say it, because thankfully it now sounds foreign to me. Like, how could I have been so off? So now, having become more and more that person that she was sharing with me at the time of who I was and who I wanted to be, and I knew that, how she knew it, I didn't know. I still don't know how she knows what she knows. But so, Dorothy, I understand what people might be going through when they want to believe and they don't know how.
Well, I don't know how I know what I know, but I know when I know something, and it's interesting. I tell people, please don't ask me a question if you're not ready for the truth. And it's not my truth, it is their truth. And their posse, their, I call them a posse, I was raised in Texas, but it's your guides, and they talk to me, and they tell me, and they told me how amazing you were, and what your future was, and that's what I shared with you, and I know you had great difficulty in believing it, and I had great difficulty in believing my future, because I was shut down at a very early age. As a child, I had invisible friends, still do. I loved them. And when I would try to share with people or tell them something about themselves that I had no way of knowing in their minds, it caused some problems. So now I'm really more careful about what I share with people than I ever was in the past. I have people would come and ask me, husband and wife would come and say, are we meant to be together? Or a man and a woman would come and say, are we divine complements? And I say, if you have to ask me, the answer is no. Because you know these things when it's really true for you. But I have learned so much that we are truly responsible for everything in our lives. And when we believe in ourselves, and when before I'll see anybody, I'll send out a questionnaire. And there's a trick question on there. If you could do anything at all and not fail, what would that be? And people answer it. And that's who they are and what they've come to do. It truly is. Instinctively, we know. And unless the answer is win the lottery, and that's because they're not looking at who they really are. So I want to talk a little bit about choice and elegant choices, and how to make the most elegant choices possible for 2014. Each and every day, I start by reading a prayer of powerful affirmations. And this was a prayer that I wrote right after I watched Emoto's work and looked at his book. And it's part of what I used to heal myself, was a prayer of positive affirmations. We are taught to pray as we are sinners or we don't deserve, and this is simply not true. When we say positive things like, I deserve all of my highest and best good, I am the divine child of God, I easily and effortlessly earn large sums of money for doing the work I love and have passion for. And if we set our intention each and every day when we wake up and just before we go to bed at night, our lives will change. But it's not just reading it silently, it's reading it out loud and with feeling. The universe, this cosmic energy connects with our emotions. And so let's be really careful about what emotions we put out there. We are always at choice. There's fear or love. And fear comes up in some interesting ways. It can look like anger. It can look like disease. It can look like a broken leg or broken arm or broken wrist. Fear is very, very interesting. And I have learned to choose love. And I suggest that all of you do that. So what is an example of an elegant choice? Everybody wants happiness. And an inelegant choice is believing that happiness comes from someone that we like or love loving us, or a new car, or a bigger home, or a better wardrobe. And all of those things are nice. But when we look outside of ourselves for happiness, it will never happen. The most elegant choice that you can make is to be happy with who you are and what you have right here and right now. And I have proven this to myself over and over and over again. I haven't always made the most elegant choices possible. And just recently, and I admit to this, just recently, I chose to go into fear over a couple of family members and who were sick and not making good choices. And I really went into fear over their futures. And I was so silly. I would talk to one of them and say, "He is absolutely killing me." What a stupid thing to say. Because the truth is, what we speak becomes our reality. And I actually made myself quite ill. Thank God I am who I am. And I was able to recognize it. And so I can reverse it. But many of our audience says silly things like this. "He is killing me," or "she is killing me," or "my back is killing me," or "my knees are killing me." Don't do that. Make sure that your self-talk is beautiful and speak the truth. You are all divine children of God, and you are so powerful, and you are the co-creators of your life. So know that happiness is an inside job, and you can choose to be happy no matter what the circumstances. So I chose to be happy when I totaled my car, and I realized that nothing can stop me. That made me very happy. And a lot of people looked at me like I had a screw loose when I shared that with them. It's like, how could you be happy about this? And I said, I'm invincible. I feel great.
And nobody else got hurt. Nothing else was damaged.
Right, right. It was beautiful. And this is the last time I need to learn that way. So I choose now to learn in the most elegant ways possible. So let's all choose to be grateful for what's in our lives right here and right now. One of the lessons that I have learned is I did this myself. When I got into the workers' comp situation, I'd gone from making $150,000 a year to $700 a month. My son began to have brain surgeries. I was living in a beautiful apartment in a beautiful place in San Diego, and the rent was $900 a month. Had I been paying attention to what was going on around me instead of being in fear, I could have gotten well so much sooner, because each and every month I paid my rent. I was taking care of my son. You can tell if you take a look at some of the pictures of me on the internet that I wasn't missing one single meal. There was a whole lot more of me back then. I bought two cars during that time with no credit, and I was being supported by the universe because I have a mission and a purpose to do, and each and every one of you do. So love yourself and be grateful. And I learned, instead of saying, "Oh, the electric bill has come in, it's $125, I have $135 in the bank, I will wait until the 27th when it's due, just in case something happens. And I learned that by thinking that way, I was creating something to happen. So I'd need a new tire or something else would happen. And I learned to not think that way.
Well, you know, it does remind me when I was talking about my mother's situation and when I finally saw the beauty that was around me, that was there all along. It's just that I wasn't seeing it. And I can't speak for anybody else as to whether they saw it, but I know that there were some surprised people as well when I was sharing what I was seeing, and it was a beautiful thing, but it was there all along. And so with that, well, the beauty that's here, I recognize. So I guess this is too easy. Either that or I've gotten really good. It's 2014. Of course I've gotten really good. And we're only 6 days in, so watch out. Well, with that, we've got more show to come with our guest, Dorothy Donahue. More wisdom, I'm sure, for the year. And again, we want to remind everybody you can go to DorothyDonahue.com. DorothyDonahue.com if you want to learn more about her workshops, her lectures, her moon ceremonies, her and her private sessions. Actually, that's a treat. You actually just heard Shadow Stevens on one of those commercials, actually, just a few minutes before we came back on the show with Dorothy for this segment, talking about a session with Dorothy. For many sessions with Dorothy, for that matter. With that, we'll be back here with this session with Dorothy after this.
Are you achieving your highest potential? Do you know what that looks like? Louise Ashby Life Coaching makes it a mission to bring balance and abundance to every area of your life, giving you the opportunity to do and be all that you've dreamed. Anything is possible if you just believe. Contact author and motivational speaker Louise Ashby for your complimentary session and see if her individualized style is for you. You can email Louise at louiseashby.org. That's LOUISEASHBY.org or telephone 323-592-3181. That's Louise at louiseashby.org or telephone 323-592-3181. Life Changes with Filippo is a premier radio show presented by Life Changes Network, which is a company whose team has dedicated their lives not only to positive change, but to helping others observe and embrace, honor, and even celebrate their own changes, thus enabling a more positive, inspired life and helping to create a more positive and inspired world. From everyday people to corporate giants, celebrities, and children, we are here to help and to serve. With heart and experience, we bring our message and positive intent into your home or corporate office, and even through appearances on your favorite shows. If you wish to learn more about Life Changes Life Coaching and a private consultation with one of us, corporate event appearances, or if you would like us to appear on your radio or TV shows, visit lifechangeswithfilippo.com and click on our representation page.
I am Filippo, and this is Life Changes with Filippo, and I'm recalling back in the day when we started, actually, there were more of us on the show, and that's a whole other story. That's a whole other show, actually, and a different show it was, and at the end of the show, actually, Dorothy would come on with a few words of wisdom, and I remember that was a favorite of so many people. And today, I have a feeling this show will be a favorite of so many people because she touches people in a very different way. I've gotten to assist and be part of many workshops and many lectures and moon ceremonies. And I just get to see how people react to her and hug her. And it's a beautiful thing, actually. And to know that we get to work so closely together, it's been an honor. And I'm looking forward to more and bigger and better in 2014 together. So Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Happy New Year.
So we were talking about choices, and this has been a wonderful choice, I believe, I've made to be doing this show with you.
It has been, and it's been fun. Let's talk about the most important choice any of us can make, and that is let's always choose love over fear. And what's the difference? As I said before, fear manifests in many ways. It often shows up as anger, lack of abundance, health issues, etc. However, it all comes down. Fear comes down to not loving ourselves and not forgiving ourselves for our less than elegant choices. And not loving ourselves and believing when somebody told us that there's something wrong with us. The truth is, we are all magnificent beings with wonderful missions and purposes. And we've been programmed to be afraid of the unknown. When you think about it, it's all unknown. So let's choose love. Choosing fear is kind of silly. I discovered just recently a wonderful man, a great philosopher and a comedian, Bill Hicks. And he said this: the world is like a ride in an amusement park, and when you choose to go on it, you think it's real because that's how powerful our minds are. And the ride goes up and down and round, and it has thrills and chills and is very brightly colored and it's very loud and it's fun for a while. Some people have been on the ride for a long time and they've begun to question, is this real or is it just a ride? And other people have remembered. And they've come back to us and they say, hey, don't worry. Don't be afraid ever because this is just a ride. It is just a ride. But we always kill those good guys who try and tell us that. You ever notice that? And let the demons run amok. But it doesn't matter because it's just a ride. And we can change it anytime we want. It's only a choice. No effort, no work, no job, no savings of money. A choice right now between fear and love. The eyes of fear want you to put bigger locks on your doors. Buy guns. Close yourself off. The eyes of love instead see us. All of us as one. Here's what we can do to change the world right now to a better ride. Take all that money we spend on weapons and defense each year and instead spend it feeding, clothing, and educating the poor of the world, which it would many times over, not one human being being excluded. And we can explore space together, both inner and outer, forever in peace. Bill Hicks, you can find him on YouTube and watch the entire presentation, which is over an hour long. But let us do what he's asked us to do. Let us be excited. I discovered that it is that fear feels just like excitement. And if I choose to be excited about the unknown, then I find that I create more and more wonderful things to be excited about. So let's start creating from a place of love and a place of excitement instead of fear.
Well, you know, I read once or heard once or more than once that if we did one thing a year that was different to make our lives, to make ourselves better people, that by, I don't remember, by the time we died, we'd all be saints. Like, you know, if like the premise is if you actually stuck to that and then added another one the next year. And frankly, you know, I didn't understand it. I heard it as a child. And frankly, it actually wouldn't take very long if actually we did that, is what you're saying right there.
Absolutely. And one thing, if you're interested, please write me at loveandmiracles@gmail.com and ask for a copy of my daily prayer, and I'll be happy to send it to you. Just by doing the daily prayer once in the morning and once in the evening, your life will change. And then one of my favorite things to do that I do every single day is an incredible meditation spoken by one of the best voices on the planet, Filippo Voltaggio. And it's about imagining a new and better world. And you can find it at lifechangesnetwork.com.
Oh, actually, you can. I forgot about that. That's true. Lifechangesnetwork.com. That's true. You can find it there. It's called the Imagine Meditation or Visualization or something. I actually haven't listened. I have listened to it many times over, actually, but it's been a while, and this would be a great time to do it. As a matter of fact, had I thought of it, we could have shared it with the audience here tonight, but we'll just invite them to go to lifechangesnetwork.com and click on there and not only listen to it once, but as many times as you feel you need in order to co-create that.
I trust that you will go and listen to the meditation. I post it on everybody's birthday of my 5,000 friends on Facebook. And a good friend of mine said, but you've already done that once. I know, because you've been doing it for the last 3 years. But I'll do it again and again and again. I listen to it every day. And I ask that you please listen to it and that you share it. Because if we all imagine the beautiful world that we have come to co-create, we'll co-create it sooner rather than later.
Well, I have to say, I don't remember when I imagined creating a beautiful show like this with you today, but I do remember when we decided that we would do it. So I believe, actually, I take that back. We've been co-creating for a long time now, haven't we?
Yeah.
So it just takes the beautiful form that it does, and I'm grateful for it. So with that, I want to thank our guest and our producer, executive producer, Dorothy Donahue, for being our guest on our show tonight and for booking herself at the beginning of the year, and all of you for listening in. And I want to thank BBS Radio and Doug Newsom for being our engineer and for being with us throughout 2013, and wish them as well a Happy New Year. So I am Filippo Voltaggio, well, as well as you all, Happy New Year to you all once again. I am Filippo Voltaggio, reminding you, as your life changes, we're here for you. Ciao, everyone.
You have been listening to Life Changes with Filippo, with the Master of Change, Filippo Voltaggio. Listen live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on the BBS Radio Network and visit us online at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O. Today's show has been made possible in part by our sponsors, IonWays Water Systems, Change Your Water, Change Your Life, and Love and Miracles with Dorothy Lee Donahue. To learn more about them, visit the sponsor page of our website. Once again, join us here next week as we consciously explore and embrace the only constant, life changes.